I'm Holly.
I'm Ryan.
And we're Salonology. And welcome to our salon-flavoured, inspirational and rib-tickingly funny podcast, The Salonology Show.
Yes, indeed. This is The Salonology Show. Welcome along. This is episode 17. 17. And let's just check that you are in the right place. This podcast is for salon owners, mobile salons, at-home salons, solopreneurs, those with big teams, little teams, people in the wellness, aesthetics, clinical, hair and beauty spaces. You are all so welcome as part of this industry and this show.
You really are. All welcome.
So let's talk first, before we go too much farther, about episode 16.
I know.
Tom Chapman.
Tom Chapman. Love him. Legend.
Let's talk Tom.
Yeah, Tom's such a good egg, isn't he? He really, really is. And I'm lucky enough that I've been able to interview him a few times now, and we've got to know him quite well, haven't we, recently?
We have.
And he's this incredible guy who's just on a mission, who's doing amazing things for men's mental health through the community of barbering,
yeah,
and now into the hair and beauty industry as well.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't actually speak about it that much in the interview, but it's not just barbers, is it, that he's helping now?
No, he stepped across now and sort of bridging that gap into the hair and beauty industry. And his whole concept is really surrounding the fact that we have, I guess, in a way, a bit of a responsibility to our clients, but also to ourselves, to have a better understanding of mental health when it comes to our businesses, our clients, our staff and ourselves. And that when we're standing behind that chair, or we're in that treatment room, or we're painting those nails, or we're doing those lashes, or whatever your circumstances personally might be, that when those clients are talking, we have an opportunity there to recognize if somebody may be feeling on the edge. And we may be responsible to be able to pull them back and point them in the right direction to get the help that they need. So it's giving us the tools that we need to recognize the signs of mental health and mental illness in a way that we can effectively talk to them in a kind and gentle manner, using the right language, the right words that could actually help them to turn things around and help them to get the help that they need.
And I think it's interesting timing as well, because I think everyone has realized, it's come to recent prevalence over the last 12 months, how important the salon industry is in terms of people's mental health. And this is just taking that like another extra step as well, isn't it?
So yeah, absolutely. And when he talks about the infrastructure that we have as salon owners and salon workers, you know, in every single town, there are multiple barbershops, beauty salons, hairdressers, all of which have the opportunity to jump on board of this whole network and make a big difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, it is a charity at the end of the day. So charities need supporters, and they need people to help them and fund them, or they can no longer exist. So we feel it is our duty to do our bit and to try and help. And one of the things that Tom was talking about is the Lion's Roar Run, whereby a lion's roar can be heard for 5 miles.
I love that.
Which is so cool.
I think it gave me goosebumps when he said that. I was just like, God, imagine hearing a lion's...
Well, he always roared it, didn't he? Because he is a bit lioness.
He is a bit lioness. He's got the hair, the heart, the whole thing. So, I mean, just imagine actually hearing a lion's roar. It's just so powerful.
Yes, indeed. I mean, there won't be any lions actually involved in the run, unless you've been chased by one.
Maybe a little schnoodle.
Maybe.
Who's a little bit lioness.
So basically, you have to run 5 miles. And if you raise £25, then you get a really cool medal.
Really cool medal.
A really cool medal with a lion roaring on it. So we are throwing down the challenge to everyone who is listening, everyone who is part of the Salonology tribe. We want you to run it. Right?
Yeah,
5 miles. And you can run, you can walk, you can cycle, you can do it to your own abilities. You don't have to go and, you know, go into 3 months worth of training first. It's about getting that help and the support. So we're going to try and unite our tribe and we're going to try and raise a collective £10,000.
We are.
Because someone else raised 9.
Yep.
So we're going to try and raise 10, and we're calling on you, the listener, to help us with this, right?
Yeah, because we want you to take part and be part of something really big.
It's just 100 people raising £100.
Yeah.
Or 400 people raising £25. That's nothing. We got We've got loads more people than that in our community.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone should be able to do something. You can do something and then ask your friends. You know, everyone's got 25 friends. Mm. If they just sponsored you £1, then we would hit that target easily.
Yeah.
So absolutely. We're going to be doing that. Are we going to try and all do it on the same date?
Yes, I think we are. We're going to pick a date and we're going to have a big event together about it all, and it's going to be fun. So more news on that.
More news on that to follow. So make sure you're following along in our Salonology Superstars free Facebook group and on our Facebook page to make sure you hear about all those good things.
Absolutely. And speaking of Tom and all the wonderful guests that we've had some fabulous guests on our podcast, haven't we?
We really have.
You know, we've had Millie Kendall, we've had Leslie Blair, we've had Tom Chapman, Sam Pierce, we've had Pete Scott, we've had, I'm trying to remember all the names of all the wonderful people, and we've had some incredible conversations with them. And what we want to do, of course, is to continue this wonderful conversation because, you know, does everyone want to just hear you and me waffling all the time? Maybe, maybe not. But it's lovely to have somebody else's input into our podcast too. So we'd love to hear from you who you'd like to hear on our podcasts.
Excellent. And also, speaking of which as well, what we're also going to be doing is we're also going to be trialing out a new format for our podcast very, very soon.
Right. Yeah, we are.
So this is episode 17. From episode 20, we're going to trial something new just because we thought we'd mix it up a bit, right? So we're going to mix it up. And what we're going to do is it's going to become the Salonology Show, unplugged and unscripted.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Because believe it or not, this is scripted.
We do actually plan all this out, would you believe? Maybe, maybe not. But we are going to do something really, really different. So what we're going to do is... We need your help, okay? We need people to send us questions, opinions, points of conversation. They can be salon related, not salon related. They can be about anything, right? Mm-hmm. And what we're going to do is we're going to ask you to email these to Anna. She is our head of customer happiness. She can be reached at anna@salonology.uk. And the reason they're going to her is because we don't want to see them. And then what we're going to do is we are going to put these all in envelopes, these questions and points of discussion, and then we're going to tackle some of them live, right? And we're just going to do one great long take for the podcast, and we might even film it with a camera as well. And it's going to be like improv. Yep. So we'll open an envelope and inside it will be a question from someone or a point of discussion or a point of conversation. And we're just then going to talk about it.
In order for this to work, you guys have got to get involved.
Yes. Otherwise, empty envelopes just means 30 minutes of silence, which isn't going to work.
Not really. Or I might sing and nobody wants that.
Please no. Are we just going to reflect on that for a moment? You're singing.
Yes, okay. My singing.
So please send us in, right? Reach out. But as I say, don't reach out to us personally because it doesn't work if we know what you're asking. That's the whole point of it, right? So you need to email this to Anna. To send anna@salonology.uk an email. Don't send it to hello@ because one of us might see it then. So send it to anna@salonology.uk and put podcast unscripted in the title. And you can literally just put a question, a word, a statement, anything you want. What is your opinion on X, Y, Z? Anything that you'd like to know, we're up for tackling it. And the point is, we don't know what's coming because we think that might make it more entertaining.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or it might be a total... You know, might bomb horribly and we'll be back to this format again from episode 21.
We're just going to give it a go. You've got to try these things.
Okay, so that's what's coming up in the future. But now for this episode, let's talk about you, Holly, or should I say Auntie Holly, because you play Agony Aunt to the masses. So if anyone's got a business dilemma that you would like Auntie Holly to help you with, then please reach out to Holly with an IE at salonology.uk. But let's find out what today's is. Hit the jingle.
What would Auntie Holly do?
I've had a negative review of my business, which I think is unfair. What can I do?
Now, you may notice that is not in the voice of my my niece, Sophia, who usually asks the question. She is very busy being fabulous and creative at the moment. So we actually reached out to...
Why don't you tell her what? Why don't you tell everyone what actually happened?
Well, last time I asked her to do one, she rolled her eyes at me. So. she is 10. So I think she's a bit like, oh, Auntie Holly, come on, all this demand for my time. So being that she is an absolute superstar and has delivered them all so wonderfully, we thought, actually, let's ask our audience. And we asked one of our communities if any of them had some gorgeous little ones who would like to partake. And we had lots of volunteers. And of course, you may notice the different accent. This is from lovely Lydia, who's just 6 years old. Oh. And she is the daughter of one of our gorgeous clients, Sarah. And absolutely thrilled to have her on there. So Lydia, thank you so much for reading that question so beautifully. And of course, this is something that we all have to tackle, negative reviews of our business, which we often feel is unfair. And what can we do to make that better? So we're going to talk about this today because we get this question all the time and we see this all the time. You know, it's like when you have a birthday party and 29 of your friends show up and one doesn't, and we're just upset because that one friend doesn't show up, or we get that one mean comment, but we have 50 positive comments, and it always applies as well with a negative review. And almost a little bit even more so because we think, oh my God, the whole world is going to read this whole negative review. It's going to put everybody off my business and they're not going to come anymore because one person said that they didn't enjoy their massage or they didn't like their hair. And that now means that my business is ruined. And this is, you know, so common. And we often do this. And it's happened to me. And I remember feeling absolutely devastated and upset that somebody didn't have the most wonderful experience. But sometimes you need to flip how you look at it, okay? Because there's a few different ways to look at it when we get a negative review from somebody. And, you know, first of all, remember, we've all been there, right? We have all been there. Have you ever looked at a business and seen every single review is 5-star? Very, very occasionally. But when you see that, you almost think, well, is that real? Because, you know, does every business get 5-star all the time? So first of all, just don't stress about it. It's not going to have a massive impact on your business, okay? But the first thing you might want to do is actually address it, okay? Because reading that review from somebody, maybe there's some value. Maybe there's a lesson. Maybe there's something we can carry away from it. Maybe they have a point. Maybe they felt that the water was too hot when you washed their hair. Maybe they didn't like the coffee. Maybe they didn't like that the person sitting next to them was swearing. All these things happen in businesses. And obviously, it's impossible to make everybody happy all the time. But there might be something in there of value, something you can learn from, something that will help you to improve the situation for another client. Because there's a possibility that other people have thought the same thing and experienced the same thing, and that maybe they haven't said anything to you about it. So it might be an opportunity to improve your services and improve your business. Now, in the case that you think it's very, very unfair and you don't think it's founded, of course, depending on where the review is, there's always something that you could potentially do. If it's a Google review and it's from somebody who you've never heard of, who's never visited your business, or if the facts are untrue within the review that they've left, you can, of course, contest it with Google or wherever the review is and suggest that you think it is unfair or fake or whatever the situation is. And they will look at it and assess the situation. If they agree with you, they will actually remove the review for you. But before you even do that, if it is somebody that you know and they've written something that you feel sad or upset about, really the best thing you can do is to try and resolve it and to reach out to that client. If you know who that client is, give them a call. Drop them an email if you really don't want to phone them and see if you can do something to change their opinion. In fact, I remember once I ordered a little takeaway. When I still had my salon, there was a new coffee shop that had opened up the road, and they did sort of takeaway delivery lunch boxes with sort of salads and tofu and all sorts of yummy things in them. And I ordered this lunch and it turned up and it was, to be honest with you, abysmal.
I remember this, yeah.
Absolutely abysmal. I was really disappointed. I was like, this is rubbish. So instead of just going and leaving a review, I called them and I said, look, I've had this salad. I'm really, really not very happy with it. And they said, oh God, why? What's wrong? And I said, well, I ordered this and this and this, and there was only this much in it and there wasn't any of this, and I paid this. And within about 15 minutes, the owner of the coffee shop had turned up personally with a fresh, hot salad for me with everything that I'd asked, some extra coffees for everybody in the business as well, to apologize for the bad experience. Now that, to me, turned the whole situation around for me. And I could have eaten that salad, sat there angrily and left a bad review. It never would have been resolved. And I gave him obviously the opportunity to resolve it. But that is what a review is. It's an opportunity sometimes for you to resolve it. So give them a call and say, look, I've seen you were unhappy about this or this. Please, could I pick your brain? I'd like to improve this. How can I help you? Can I bring you back in? Maybe you could come in and have another treatment on me, or maybe we can try and make this better. Okay. Because they would then possibly come in and then have a much better experience. experience, and then they go and leave a review again and say, oh, you know, actually I left a review before, but now the business has made it totally, totally better, and absolutely, here's 5-star because they fixed it for me. They might even delete their previous review too, if you ask nicely. But lastly, accept that it's okay. It happens. It shows authenticity, all right? It shows that it's okay that, you know, that sometimes people aren't going to love everything that you do. And that's absolutely fine. You don't need to be perfect all the time.
And also, at the end of the day, you know, you're not going to appeal to absolutely everyone anyway, are you? You know, someone left me a 3-star review on my book the other day.
Somebody left us a 2-star review on our podcast.
Did they?
Yeah, they left no words to why they just gave us a 2-star review.
It's probably the competition, isn't it?
Probably the competition. Yeah. Running scared.
So look, I think one of the overarching things, and we're going to go on actually now and talk a bit more about this negativity, right? Mm. Because it's unavoidable.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to get negativity. You're going to get negative Nellies smearing their negativity all over the place. So let's talk about how we can deal with this in a productive way, because it is unavoidable. You are going to encounter it. You're going to encounter it in your business. And you've kind of touched on it there with your response to the question that was sent in, but negativity from clients. Mm. How can people not take it so personally? Because I think that we find this is one of the things that I see, is that we just take it so personally, don't we? It's like, if someone says, I don't like your towels, and it's like, oh my God, it's like you've gouged my eyes out with a rusty spoon. It's such a personal attack. Mm. Which of course it isn't. You didn't even, you know, make the towels.
No.
May or may not have even have chosen them. So how can we not take that so personally, do you think?
Well, it is always difficult to deal with difficult clients, but they're always going to exist. Mm. Because much like you're always going to get a percentage of people with certain coloured hair and a percentage of people with certain coloured eyes, you're going to get a certain percentage of people that see things in a different light. Mm. And they're not necessarily going to agree with you on everything that you think is right or nice or pretty or good or, you know, whatever. So first of all, it's just accepting that you can never, it's not your responsibility either to change somebody else's mind. It's not your responsibility to make that client like your towels. If they don't like your towels, they don't like your towels. And that's absolutely fine, because as long as you like them, then that's kind of the most important thing. But we just tend to take it so incredibly personally. And I remember having some very, very difficult clients over the years. And one thing that somebody said to me is, she's probably had a massive row with her husband this morning. Mm. And you've got to remember, there is days when we are in bad moods. There's days when we're in good moods. And sometimes we probably say things that we don't really mean because we're feeling upset. We're feeling stressed out about something. Maybe we've had a row. Maybe we've got stuck in traffic when we've turned up. And often people deflect that negativity in the surroundings that they're in because they already feel frustrated. So for instance, somebody has got stuck in traffic, they couldn't find somewhere to park, then they eventually found somewhere and it was miles away, and they're trying to run for their appointment, they know that they're late, the heel broke on their shoe, they're having the worst morning, it starts to rain and they haven't got a brolly, and they walk in and then they're met with, oh, you're late for your appointment. And the response is, I know I'm late and you should extend it, because they are already frustrated and having a difficult morning. So very, very often, it's absolutely nothing to do with us. But also, you've got to look at it in a slightly different way as well, in that if somebody is that angry because they don't like your towels, then you must think what a wonderful life they must have if that is the biggest thing that is stressing them out. But also, imagine being somebody like that who is going to get so upset about such small things. And you just have to block it, because you'll never change it. But also, the way that you communicate and you put yourself out, the way you address the clients that come in, the way you talk on your emails, the way you talk on your social medias, it will all attract a certain type of person and detract another type of person. So really what you want to do is try and stop them from even wanting to come into your business at all.
Mm, kill them with positivity.
Absolutely.
It is such a tricky one though, isn't it? Because also what can happen is, you know, let's say we've got a full column and we've got 10 clients across a day and 9 of them are over the moon and 1 complains. Mm. We tend to focus on the 1 complaint.
Yeah, we do.
And not the 9 people who are really, really happy. So I think that there's definitely something, and then we carry that around with us for, you know, possibly a long time. Mm. So I think it's really, really key that everyone, yeah, focuses on those wins and focus on the positives and the good clients and really celebrate that and just accept that you're not going to please all of the people all of the time, are you?
No, absolutely. But also, I think if you do get any negativity from a client, like in a form of an email or something like that, that you've had some feedback and it's upset you, that what I would say, give it half an hour, take a moment to breathe, and then respond in a really professional manner. Because if you get a bad email and it upsets you, you'll sit and you will simmer over it, and you will think about it, and you will think about it, and then you'll go to bed at night and you'll think about it, and you'll think about what you're going to write. The quickest way to remove that feeling from you is to respond and to kind of put the whole thing to bed, and then you can just move on and focus on something else. Yeah.
So what about then, slightly maybe even tougher, and I'm sure a lot of people listening might have experienced this, by the way, what with everything that's happened over the last 12 months, what about negativity from staff? What about for the staff who come back in and they maybe, you know, are not happy with some of the new protocols, or they just don't enjoy their job as much as they did, or whatever it might be? How do we deal with the negativity of staff? How would you deal with that?
Well, it's a tough one, isn't it? Particularly at the moment, I think it's really important that we remember that everybody's had their own last 12 months.
Yeah.
Not wanting to dwell on that too much. But the fact is, you don't know the environment that your staff have been in for the last 12 months, right? You might have been in this environment. You might be in our communities. You're positive. You're excited about the future of your business. And then you've got these people that work for you who have been maybe within a very negative family. They might be shielding, they might be around people that are very scared, they might be around people who are sort of saying, oh, try and continue getting furlough. You don't know the messages that they've been receiving. You don't know who they're hanging out with. You don't know what sort of TV shows they're watching. They might just be sitting there watching the most depressing TV shows, and they might have got themselves into a very, very negative state. So we have to, first of all, acknowledge that. That doesn't mean we have to accept it, but we have to acknowledge that some people are feeling that way, and that that's maybe a job for us to try and fix. And much as it might frustrate us, if everybody's super beaming positive all the time, that's actually not a natural state for everybody. We all sort of sit somewhere in the middle, and we have positive moments and we have negative moments. Okay, so we've got to just try and make sure there's more positive moments. So the best thing you can deal with negativity from staff is to have a conversation with them, because whatever it is that you're trying to get across to them clearly isn't coming across in the right way. And this is the only way that you can change how they feel is through communication. That's the only way. So you'd have to sit, maybe it's through a one-to-one, maybe it's through a general chat, maybe you take them out for a coffee, maybe you have lunch with them, and you sit and you say, right, look, you just don't seem happy and you seem negative. What can we do to help you? How can we get you more positive about your role? And actually get them to open up. They might say, I feel really scared. I'm really anxious about this. I don't like wearing a mask. If that's the case, you just have to explain to them the requirements of the role and, you know, how you can look forward, and we can make a roadmap for how we're going to, you know, remove this from the business when we can safely do so. Or maybe they've said, you know, I don't want to do all the hours I'm doing. Can you look at that? There might be something there they're just not saying to you, and you need to provide that safe space for them to talk. And if they just continue being negative and negative and negative, then maybe they're just not meant to be the right person in your business anymore.
I think it's difficult as well, because as you've mentioned there, touched on, it's, you don't know, even with your staff, you don't know what is going on behind the scenes always, or what's going on at home, or what other influences they have around you. I mean, I've lost count of the number of comments that I've seen over the last few months saying, you know, what have my staff got to be upset about? They've been sat on their backside for the last 3 months claiming furlough. It's, you know, I've had to still keep my business going, and you know, they're getting paid for doing nothing, with an almost resentment toward their own members of staff. But the thing is, yes, that's true, but maybe that comes with its own set of challenges for those people. We don't know how they're dealing with it, do we? So it's a new challenge, I think, for people, because it's like this balancing act of almost like, look, I've got to try and be appreciative of what you're going through, but on the same hand, you know, you don't want to be resentful toward your own staff, you know?
No, absolutely. And I think it's important to remember that whilst you know, we can look and say, well, they've sat on furlough on their backside for the last 3 months. A lot of people don't want to sit on their backside for 3 months.
I can't think of anything worse.
Especially,
I'd go mad.
I mean, beauty therapists, hairdressers, this is a physical job. You're on your feet, you're talking to people all day, and suddenly that's taken away from you. And you are forced to stay in your house, possibly with very negative people, possibly alone.
Maybe on your own,
which is very, very hard to deal with in this sort of situation where suddenly you know, everything's upside down. Maybe you are, you know, with a partner that you're not that keen on. Maybe homeschooling has been very stressful for them. There's all these different elements, and it's very, very difficult for us to box people up and say, well, you've got this experience and now you're back to open and I expect you to be back to your new self again. We've had a totally unpredictable last 12 months, which have changed how people think. And unfortunately, the responsibility lays on us as business owners to a degree, because we've taken on that task of being an employer, a recruiter. We're giving people opportunity. That means we have a commitment to train them, to support them, all in, you know, for them to then work for us in our businesses. So how can we help them on their journey? Okay, we want to take them from negative state to positive state. And I can promise you that just by telling somebody to be positive, that's not going to necessarily get the result. We have to find out why they're negative. And it might be they sat there and said, I'm sorry, I've had a really, really hard time and I'm really struggling with this and this and this. And maybe that's something you can help them with. As soon as somebody feels supported and listened to, it's going to change how they feel. So it's a little bit more work for you as a business owner. Yes, it is. And it's frustrating. Yes, it is. But unfortunately, much like lockdown, it's something we kind of have to do in order to get through to the next stage. But if you can listen and help them and guide them and get them into a better place, they will be forever grateful to you, as will your clients, because they'll be dealing with much happier therapists, stylists or hairdressers, you know?
Absolutely. Okay. So let's conclude with possibly the trickiest one of all. How do we deal with negativity from the people closest to us? What happens if friends and family are being negative toward us?
Fire them.
Fire your family.
Well, you can't really fire your family, can you? But you can certainly look at firing friends. I have removed certain people from my world because I find them negative and I don't particularly want them in my bubble anymore. The people that I surround myself with at the moment are cheerleaders. I want them to win. They want me to win. We buoy each other on. We help each other out if we're having a bad day. They're the kind of people that I want in my life. And I know we can't necessarily remove everyone from our lives. But the first things you can do, if there are certain friends, just like unfollow them on Facebook, for instance. You don't need to unfriend them. You can just do it so you don't see their posts. So just stop seeing their posts. If their posts are stressing you out, if it's physically and they're coming into your space, which obviously we can do more of again now as things open up again, then maybe you need to think about how much time you're spending with those people and also in what environment you're spending time with those people as well. Who else is around? Everybody falls into the category of a radiator, a drain. They either drain you of all your energy or they fill you up and they keep you warm. So if you are going to be in an environment with a negative person, just try and surround yourself with the positive people as well. I mean, I know you and I, Ryan, we know each other very, very well. So if we're in an environment when we're around somebody negative, which is extremely rare because we try not to mix with anybody that makes us feel that way. But we always sort of know we've got that person in the background that we can have a little look with and give each other a little wink or have a little giggle between us about something maybe that other person has said. So keep those positive people around you. We are some of the people we spend the most time with. So just try to extricate yourself from those people as much as you possibly can. And if it's family members, sometimes it's a matter of actually just saying, I'm really sorry, but you're being extremely negative and I just don't want to hear that right now. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling positive. Let's talk about some positive things. Change the conversation.
I think it's interesting. Yeah. And I think as well with the family one, it's because you can't just say, oh, well, let's just say for argument's sake, someone has a really negative sister. For argument's sake, you can't just cut your sister out of your life. No. Well, most people aren't going to want to do that, but you can restrict the regularity with which you communicate with one another without falling out, can't you? And as you say, I think it's also understanding if you often clash heads with someone, well, maybe there are certain situations that happens more frequently. Like, for example, if you clash heads every time you go out drinking with someone, go and meet them for a coffee instead in the daytime.
Yeah.
You know, go and have lunch instead, you know, and try and control the environment so that it's setting yourself, you know, set yourself up to win, you know?
Absolutely.
You're not going to be able to necessarily cut some people out of your life entirely, but you sure as heck can control how you see them and how you show up and what situations it's in. If you know that the thing they love to do the most is go to a patisserie, then start meeting them in a patisserie because you're going to get them on their best day then.
Absolutely. And much like into sort of go to that a little bit deeper as well. If there's certain triggers that set them off being negative, i.e. drinking and being in that sort of environment, then, you know, don't be in the environments that are going to trigger their negativity. Because we all know those people, they have a few drinks and then, you know, we change and most of us become happier and, you know, we're energetic and we're dancing, we're having a good time. But there's always somebody who has a couple of drinks and suddenly their world is falling apart and they're crying and they're being very, very difficult. And that's sort of all on you to manage. Then, yes, you remove yourself from those situations. You remove those triggers. You remove the things that are actually causing those negativity for their own benefit as much as for your own as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think by way of a final couple of points that might help with this whole topic, I think it's also worthwhile, as you say, limiting and restricting what comes into your own mind surrounding these things, you know? So often the wonders of just turning your phone off and going for a 5-minute walk around the block and getting some fresh air. And all of a sudden you return with a different perspective on whatever, you know, whatever's happened that has been negative or whoever has happened. You can instantly change your vibe in that way, can't you?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Well, there we go. That was negativity. And now a quick message from our sponsors.
I'm Holly from Salonology. And when I had my spa, I used Timely Appointment Booking Software. I loved their innovative features, which helped me to deliver an exceptional client experience, build a booming and busy business, and give me the freedom to run my salon how I wanted. Their UK-based support team were always there to help with my needs, but what wasn't there was long-term contracts or hidden fees. As one of our listeners, you can exclusively enjoy 50% off Timely for your first 3 months when you go to www.gettimely.com and use the promo code Salonology. I'm Holly Power, and I recommend Timely Appointment Booking Software. And now it's time for this.
Hi-ho, everyone. Welcome to the Salonology Show. Now, without further ado, it's time for Ryan's Rant! Yay!
So, Ryan, I ask you this question every other podcast, but who on earth is it that's annoyed you this week?
Well, Holly, I'll tell you who has annoyed me this week. And it does actually link into what we have been talking about in this episode.
How convenient.
I mean,
it's as if we'd planned it.
I mean, this stuff doesn't just write itself. It is people who are outwardly and unnecessarily, in my opinion, negative on their social media. Thankfully, I see less of this because I mean, I use that unfollow button a lot and the 30-day snooze button that you can do. I'll give people a chance. I'll snooze them once. And if I get more of it, then they're out of here. But the problem is this. It's just not a good look, right? Moaning about this, moaning about that, like the default setting is moaning. And I do appreciate that some people have had a lot to moan about potentially over the last 12 months, right? It's been a really, really difficult situation. I do understand that. And I'm not just talking about recently, I'm talking generally, okay? Because everyone has bad days. Everyone has bad news, right? Fortune deals blows to us all as well as it favors us on other occasions. We can't determine that, but we can determine whether or not we want to post about it on social media, right? You don't have to then go and share your bad news with the world. Because here's the problem. Some of your clients are going to see some of these posts and they're probably not going to appreciate it very much, right? Because they've already got enough to deal with in their own lives. And I'm paraphrasing here, Guy Kawasaki, who says that all of your profiles are your professional profiles, right? Online. That means your personal profile is actually a professional profile, because there will be some people who see that who are going, whether or not you typically make, you know, friends with your clients online, some people are going to see that who, you know you on a professional level. And as we always say, right, your vibe attracts your tribe, right? If you want positive people making up your tribe, then be positive, right? Be the change you want to see in the world, as Mahatma Gandhi was quoted as saying. So, you know, I think that people just need to rein that in a little bit, right? And try and find the positive light where you can. Give it a positive spin. Yes, you've had a rubbish day potentially. Yes, you've just crashed the car, or you've had to take the dog to the vet, or whatever it might be. You know, bad stuff happens to everyone ultimately. We can't determine that, but we can determine whether or not we choose to focus on it and whether or not we choose to go and smear it over everyone else.
Yeah, it's so interesting when you see people having these conversations with themselves, I guess it kind of is on social media. And, you know, very often it's a sort of a cry for help or a cry for somebody to reach out to them, you know, oh my God, this has just happened, or I'm having the worst day ever. And then everyone, why, what's wrong? Oh, I'll inbox you, Hannah, I'll inbox you.
Yeah.
You know, most frustrating conversation that you ever see ever. And I just don't ever engage in that sort of conversation. If I see that somebody's really struggling with something, I might drop them a personal message and say, are you okay? Is everything all right? But the thing is, particularly as a business owner, you need to be thinking about everything that you're putting out there, because it is painting a picture of you. Mm-hmm. And if people see you going, oh, I'm really hard done by, I'm really angry, I'm really upset, this is annoying me, that's annoying me, people are going to think, I don't really want to come into this salon, because what if they're going to be all negative about me? What if they're going to slag me off? What if they're going to talk negatively about me? Because walking in a salon, taking your clothes off if you're having a massage, a spray tan, a wax, taking your makeup off if you're having a facial, sitting there with your hair in falls is not the sexiest look. We're putting ourselves in a vulnerable situation. We want to walk into a salon and we want to know that person who's waiting for us is going to be happy to see us, positive to see us. And if you're painting a picture of somebody that moans about everything, then why wouldn't you moan about us too? That is not the position you want to put your clients in.
Indeed, indeed. I think that's about it. We're about out of time.
Yeah, that is a wrap for episode 17 of The Salonology Show. Wrap. Now, of course, please subscribe to our podcast.
Yes.
It's simple. In fact, it's easier. All you have to do is press the subscribe button and it will mean that you're alerted every time there's a new one.
It can't be that simple.
It's that simple. It'll give you a little tick on your screen.
Oh, lovely.
And it will say that you have subscribed. And I was listening to a podcast the other day, not ours, because I'd already listened to ours multiple times.
Right.
And I realised I hadn't actually subscribed. Ooh. And then I had to go and search for it all over again.
I did. How inconvenient for such a busy lady.
I know, whilst holding the dog lead and, you know, various other bits and pieces. So it just makes it so much easier because it's already there and waiting for you. So it's just perfect. And of course, use the hashtags, hashtag Salonology Show and hashtag Salonology Tribe. Let us know how you feel about it.
And please also give us a review. Hit us up with an iTunes review. We'd really appreciate it. As Holly said, someone gave us a 2-star review the other day.
Boom.
So if we could bury that with a load of 5 stars, then that would be great. Just like Jackie Brown and Tamara Smith recently did. Thank you for your reviews, Jackie and Tamara. We really, really appreciate that.
Yes. And if you give us a good review, a good 5-star review, we might even give you a shout out.
Well, we might do, yeah. And we'd also really, really like to hear from you, because as I say, we're going to start introducing a new format to the podcast. From episode 20 onwards, it is going to be unscripted and it is going to be improvised, but we can't do any of that without your help. So I would encourage you just to open up your little browser right now, open up your email, fire an email over to our head of customer happiness, who is Anna, and it's Anna, A-N-N-A, at salonology.uk, and just title it, you know, podcast or something similar, and you can ask her a question or a topic you'd like us to talk about. The gloves are off, guys, right? There's no topics that we won't consider. And there we're going to be handed them in a sealed envelope, aren't we?
We are.
And we're going to open them live whilst recording. So we think it's going to be fun. We hope that you enjoy that as well. But that can't happen without your help.
Exactly. So we need you guys. We need you. So thank you so much for listening. We'll be back for episode 18 in 2 weeks' time
All
with
right.
another very special guest.
Have a good day.
Bye, everyone.